Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth King's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 9 years, profitabilityrevolution.com. Ruth, tell us about that, about your new project.
We broadcast live programming on the issues of small business owners every Tuesday and Wednesday morning, so you can wake up with the positive news and ways to do things good for your business rather than the negative things that you see on network television. And then we have the largest library of small business videos. We have over
100. It's all video.
It's all video. There's 182 in there now, focused on HR and sales and marketing and operations and financial things and things that, you know, questions you have, go there. The answers are all there. And, you know, every Tuesday and Wednesday we broadcast, so you can wake up doing something really cool for your business rather than something that, you know, negative.
So check it out, folks. It's cool. It's a great resource. I encourage you. Of course, I've been supporting Ruth in this for a long time and been telling you about it for a long time, so that's nothing new. Whatever Ruth does is top shelf, ladies and gentlemen. So check it out at profitabilityrevolution.com. Ruth, earlier you talked about getting advances, getting a deposit. You know why people don't get more deposits and more advances, right?
They don't ask.
They don't ask for them, folks. You know, Ruth, I don't know how many times people have said to me, "I've done something," and they said, "How did you do that?" I mean, they were mystified. I'd actually done something. I'd gotten. How did you get IBM to do business with you?
You
know, how did you get something? And I said, I asked them. How did you get that company to pay you 50% in advance? I asked them. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing what people will do if you just say, "And this is how much it's going to cost you, and this is how I want to get paid."
Yeah. And when I do my consulting now, there's a deposit, and the rest of it gets paid that day.
Yeah.
Are no, or else we do it by credit card. There are no receivables anymore. I just don't do it.
Well, and you've accomplished that, and good for you. And I'm not going to say that you shouldn't. I don't think Ruth is saying you shouldn't have receivables. You're probably going to have some receivables. Maybe you can get you can get to where you don't. But the point is, folks, is you can really smooth out the rough cash flow edges of a project. By asking in advance, especially if you're doing consulting work. You know, people realize that a lot of times consulting is front loaded, right? I mean, there's a whole lot of research, a whole lot of stuff that goes on in the early days that doesn't look as productive as it does when you deliver the product. And another reason to get a deposit besides cash flow, Ruth, is to make sure they stay invested. Because if you're working with a client, you're providing personal services, and you go 2 or 3 months doing the grunt work and not much is delivered, they could start getting antsy on you. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that you want to make sure
you don't want them to go wobbly on you. You've got and then say, "I think I want to just kill this. You haven't delivered anything, so let's just forget about it."
Yeah, exactly. So, and the thing is, it just depends upon what it is too, because some businesses that are providing products, you can get deposits. Not all will allow you to pay up front. You know, you'll pay X percent upon ship, X percent upon delivery, X percent upon order. I mean, so there's ways to do it that way too. And there's just different ways to basically make sure that you keep track of cash and cash flow and do it so that you can pay your payroll and you can pay your rent and you can pay your light bill. And one of the best things to do probably is a cash flow statement itself. And you and I have talked about that many times.
Well,
so, I mean, there's lots
no question.
Of things
I mean, you've
got
to, yeah. Folks. If you will not be able to run, you will not run your business as solidly as it could be until you start managing your cash with a 12-month cash flow projection. You've got to be able to do that because it'll show you where you need when you need to go to work harder, get more business. It'll show you how you might need to move a payment around. Maybe split up a payment. It'll show you when you need to call your bank and borrow money for 3 months. And when you can tell your bank in it, months in advance when you're going to need money, it makes them have more confidence in you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Ruth, good job today. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us. ProfitabilityRevolution.com is her website. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you, always seek excellence. Not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.